Hi, folks, and thanks for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on the site. Less than a year ago, there was much talk in the SAP world about a shortage of people with certain SAP skills. Now, many of you have seen your colleagues lose their jobs, and maybe you're even among those looking for work. In that light, we'll be taking a two-part look at the SAP job market. Today, we're speaking with David Foote, president of Foote Partners, a Vero Beach, Florida-based management consultancy and IT research firm, which publishes well-known survey research on SAP skills. David, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Foote Partners?
I'm David Foote. I'm an analyst. I run a company, Foote Partners, and we generally specialize in everything IT workforce, trends in technology, people, labor. It's a niche, and particularly of interest to people today, as there have been a lot of ups and downs in budgets, and obviously in hiring and matching of skills to labor needs. And we're going to talk about some of that research today as it regards SAP.
Judging from your most recent research, what SAP skills are in higher demand over these last 6 months?
Yeah, let me first describe where we get this data. We're constantly tracking. For about the last 15 years, we've been tracking most currently 86,000 IT workers in U.S. and Canada. It's in between 1,900 and 2,000 companies. And a lot of these people are receiving pay for skills. So in addition to salary, companies are sort of differentiating their workers according to dominant skills that they have. It's one of the ways that they deal with one of these peculiarities, which is that titles often don't match what people do, and they got to get people paid right. So one of the things we do is track skills pay for 371 skills, and of those, about 50 of them are in SAP. It's a good way to look at what's happening in the market because obviously skills pay is a lot more dynamic than salaries, and of course, as I was saying, companies are using this aggressively to try to get people paid right. In our most recent survey, if you just look at the 186 non-certified skills, and that's what we're going to look at in SAP today, non-certified, not their certifications, pay in general is down. It's down in the last 3 months, the first 3 months of this year, about 0.2%. So you would expect that. What's interesting, though, is in this survey, although 60 skills certifications declined in pay in the first 3 months of this year, 46 increased in pay. Among those on that list are SAP FI, SAP HCM, CO, PLM, NetWeaver, just sort of garden variety NetWeaver skills, two of the logistics skills, the LO and the LE, production planning, TP. And we've had, of course, some declines, but those are the ones that are actually bucking the trend as overall certifications have been losing value, again, of the, skills of the 186 that we survey. Among the 46 that have increased in value, you do find these SAP skills. And you have to look at that, too. I mean, that's what we call counter-trending here, and we always look kind of behind the scenes, ask companies why that's happening. And we recently inaugurated something called a hot list here where we realized that it's not just the movement of pay up and down that controls interest in skills. There's a lot of other things that influence that, like spending behavior, when companies are releasing products, the amount of marketing push they're putting into the products, and so forth. And on that list of hot skills, HCM, FI, CO, PP, LO, and NetWeaver also made that list. So in addition to counter-trending in pay, there's also clearly hiring interest in these areas. Companies are looking for those skills.
I'm sort of wondering if there's anything you're seeing trending down, if there's anything that's in less demand right now.
Well, it's interesting. Some of the subspecialties in FI, like travel and AP, have trended down. SAP CA, CRM, the GTS subcategory within the SD area, and also PM, which is plant maintenance. And that might have something to do, obviously, with the fact that a number of plants are closing right now. You know, there's been a lot of upheaval in the manufacturing industry, so we might expect that. But those are the ones that I would call out over the last 3 to 6 months that have been showing declines as far as pay. Now, usually what we're tracking in pay is the gap between supply and demand. Usually when it there's an increase in pay, as I pointed out earlier in some of the SAP skills, that's usually demand climbing. That's not a matter of skills or of supply declining. That's usually demand increasing. When it comes to skills going down in value, that usually means it's a decline in demand and a static supply, and so it creates, in simple economic terms of supply and demand, you can go out and get that, that skill more cheaply on the market. There's more people to choose from that are available.
So that's a good lead into our next question here. We want to talk a little bit about last May, you know, SAP was really, there was pushing this idea of this huge skill shortage. They were saying they needed 30,000 more professionals globally to fill their positions. And this past winter, they came out and said, you know, we're all set. Sort of the economy has remedied this, and some of our aggressive programs have remedied this as well. What do you think? Is there still a skill shortage?
Well, you know, with SAP, you really have to look at what area of the world, you know, geographically we're talking about. I mean, SAP is multi-continent. I think it's pretty clear, and you've reported that too, that SAP has spent a lot of money and a lot of time trying to deal with the skill shortage. They haven't been paying as much attention to North America, and I think they are willing to, and they've been willing to give into that publicly, that a lot of this spending has been in Latin America and not, and in other parts of the world and not in North America. So it could be true that they skill shortage for SAP professionals, you know, is lessening a bit. I don't see that necessarily happening in North America. As I said before, there's always a skill shortage because most companies are hiring very, very specifically, I mean, very surgically now. And technical skills is only one part of the equation. They're very much looking for, you know, multi-talented IT professionals, and particularly with industry, customer, and solution knowledge. And there's a lot of hurdles. I get this question all the time from editors, and it's always really the same answer. You know, you have to really look at where the demand is beyond simply technical talent. You know, 3 to 5 years in an SAP module, and then you start learning that companies are looking for many other things in IT employees than just technical skills. If that were the case, it'd be really easy because there clearly are a lot of people out of work right now, but they aren't. They're looking for more things than just technology.
That's really interesting and a good point to lead into our last question here. You know, is it still, it sounds like you think it's still a strong market for SAP pros if they have the right skill set.
In SAP skills, generally speaking, there was a quite a size. If you look at what's happened in the last 6 months, pay for SAP skills overall is down 2.3%. If you look over the last 3 months, it's only 0.1%. So most of the bloodletting in SAP happened in the fourth quarter, not in the first quarter. So basically what I'm saying is things have flattened out and stabilized here in the first quarter, which is a good sign. It means there still is demand for enterprise software. It's taking a hit but in the short term, but in the long term, it's a safe place to be because we are not going to be in this state of affairs forever. And companies, there's a huge installed base of SAP out there now. It's just a matter of waiting. Still a very good long-term bet for IT professionals, you know, to look at SAP. It's not going away.
Great, and that's some good advice for our SAP pros out there, the ones who have a job and the ones who are looking for a job. So thanks for sharing that with us, and we look forward to talking to you in the second part of our podcast, where we will examine the future of the SAP job market a little more. So thanks for joining us for part one.
Great, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP news.